When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning on a Patriots Monday from Gillette Stadium after a solid 19-3 Patriots win over the Bears. How is everybody doing this morning? Hi, Wiggy. Good morning.
Victory Monday. I love them.
Yes, finally, we have some positive things to talk about. Curtis, hello.
Hi, Greg. They are a bad decision at the end of the Titans game away from winning 3 straight games.
They are creeping slowly toward the over, which is going
They'll be there next week.
One more. They need one more after that. Over 4.5.
Right. But, they'll be there in the next 3 weeks.
Yes. Courtney, hello.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Excellent. I'm great.
Good.
Happy
all right
to be here.
Well, I mean, I certainly, at least for one day, the number 3 pick outplayed the number 1 pick. I think I think we could probably all agree about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it was, you know, largely in part of because of what your defense was able that, like, that's the defense that I think we kind of all expected to be consistent from day one, but we haven't seen that defense. So defensively, they did a great job, and Drake May continues to kind of, you know, consistently get better every week, and that's all we are asking for is him getting better every week, every single week, not making the same mistakes when he does make a mistake.
Yeah. Jelani Tavai looked like he had some extra dad strength out there in the game yesterday.
All right. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he had a great game. Oh. Jelani Tavai had a great game.
I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice that he had a good game? Or?
The dad strength.
He welcomed a baby.
I didn't see the dad strength.
I thought that, speaking of strength, it took a lot of strength for me to watch the Caleb Williams effect. I think he's clearly the most talented guy. We can all agree. You know, he has got the speed. Drake May doesn't suck, but I think Caleb Williams is more overall, just talent on his body, he's more talented. But I don't know what it is. It's a je ne sais quoi, and maybe it's because he told the players to clean the locker room or the crying stuff, and God knows I love to cry. But I think that Bears team that was the cause celebre had that one play, the Hail Mary that cost them the game to go to 5-2. It changed their season, and it feels like Caleb Williams is a great quarterback when things are going well. But early on in that game, I hate to say people quit because I don't know if anybody quits, but it felt like they checked out. And it felt like that the going got tough, the line wasn't protecting him, and I don't think I've seen that at all from Drake May.
His body language, too. Caleb Williams on the sideline, it was giving very Mac Jones-esque to me. That's a problem.
If you have all the talent.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I think that's what Drake May does a great job of, even when things are not going great around him. He doesn't, like, his body language is never, like, down. Granted, he always has this, like, kind of, I told you, weird, like, I lost my puppy look. Like, you know. You know, like, is he happy? Is he sad? You kind of really don't know.
Poker face.
But it almost looks like with Caleb Williams, because they were playing well, it's Chicago and the coaching staff having another very good, talented quarterback or high-pick quarterback, and are they going to not know what to do with this guy? I mean, it's Eberflus. He did it with Justin Fields. Now we're kind of seeing Caleb Williams. It's almost like he needs Caleb Williams in Chicago, they need to find the right guy to kind of be the coach of that football team.
Well, I know where you stand on this, but maybe your mind has changed a little bit. Could you not see yesterday maybe that Jerod Mayo and Elliot Wolf and whoever else was involved in the decision made the right call when it came to holding Drake back a little bit?
No.
Is that?
No. No.
I knew you were going to say that.
The way I look at it, Greg, is this. If he would have been playing from week one, like the mistake that he made in the game yesterday where he like kind of rolls out on like a play action bootleg and he throws the interception and the linebacker's kind of right in front of him.
Yeah, he doesn't see him there.
If he's playing from day one, I'm talking mini camp, throughout training camp, and the week one of the season, maybe those are some of the mistakes that he would have been cleaned up, and he doesn't make those mistakes. So where he is right now in his progression, my opinion, he's doing a tremendous job, but I can only imagine where he would have been if he was the day one starter. He would have been able to make some of those mistakes, whether they be in, you know, joint practices, training camp, early in the season. He would have made some of those mistakes. So I don't give them any credit for holding up with anything. I just say, all right, they slowed his progress a little bit.
I feel like the Patriots today are not a good team. We all agree, not great.
Right.
However, they're a lot closer to 5-5 than they are to 1-9.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I sort of, with Wiggy, I think that there's a chance you have a season now if you started Drake May from the beginning. Because the AFC is incredibly top-heavy.
Right.
The Chiefs somehow do it again. You got the Ravens. You got the Bills.
The Jets are a disaster.
The Jets are a disaster. The rest of the division is a debacle.
Right.
And, you know, you're entering a pretty soft portion of your schedule where the Rams are playing tonight against the Dolphins.
Miami, yeah.
And then they got to come across on Sunday for the early game. Everybody talks about the West Coast team, 1 o'clock East Coast start. And then you have, I don't even know who they have.
Colts. Then Colts and I forget the other
they
team.
They got two, the Dolphins. So they have two or three games ahead where if they could win one or two, if the Patriots are 5-5 today, there's a season, not like they're going to do anything, but there's a playoff season. And I watching the Bears and the Patriots, I got to give credit to Ben Pelt. He had a pretty good game plan.
Yeah.
I thought the offense was flowing a lot better. It seemed like Ramondre Stevenson was healthier. I don't know if it was looked like that to you guys. He seemed quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And compared to what Eberflus and that Bears organization is, I mean, the Patriots are in a much better spot.
And Curtis, to your point, the number 7 seed right now, if the playoffs were to start tomorrow, would be the Denver Broncos at 5-5.
Right. So there you'd absolutely be in that position if you started Drake May.
So looking forward, you would say the Patriots are in a better position than the Chicago Bears are.
Which is shocking because I would have never thought that before the season. I thought that the deal they made with the Panthers, with Bryce Young, the way they were able to stockpile picks, like I thought the Bears were the model of how to rebuild. Ryan Poles, BC guy, GM. However, watching them and seeing that organization, I don't know whether it was just that they all quit after the Hail Mary game, but they looked entirely checked out. They hadn't lost a home game all year, and they didn't even show up. Maybe they just thought the Patriots weren't going to be there.
I think that's probably what it is.
But I'd rather Drake May than Caleb Williams, and I don't think I would have said that before the game.
Not a great day for my guy, Mac Jones, yesterday, Shime. No. Shime, I'm sorry.
Greg.
I don't know what happened to Mac Jones yesterday.
You don't know what happened?
Turnover Central. I mean, when last we saw him, he was doing the exact same thing he was doing yesterday.
Yeah, there were no prior indications to show you that this would happen. Like, there was nobody screaming, hey, Greg, why are you still on this? I guess it happens to the best of us, I guess, right? Throwing two picks in crunch time also fumbling a snap between you and the center. Yeah, it's just...
He was so excited after his touchdown. Yeah. Oh, you would have thought he had won this. That was the game-winning Super Bowl touchdown.
Yeah. I hate that everybody tries to point out that Bill Belichick ruined him, too, and that's why he played so bad, because Doug Peterson seems to have his back fully, and he still is screwing up out there on the field.
Yeah.
So it's not a
coach just
thing.
So bad. He's so bad. It's hilarious.
Yeah, he was pre-ruined.
But Bill didn't... But let's be honest. Bill didn't help him.
No,
right?
He didn't help him.
So if he had a little bit of
Mac's
issues.
Mac's just not good.
No, listen, I agree with you, and I'll never be a Mac defender. But Mac was decent his rookie year. And then if he had, we knew coming into his career based off him in Alabama, he was a little bit mentally in a different space, right? And so Bill once Bill had this situation with him, then forget it. Now he's mentally, he's a puddle, and there's really no
saving
him.
Okay, but he can't get over that part of it. I mean, give me a
break. Some people can't, Greg.
Some people
just mentally weak, and they're just not strong enough to get over that type of adversity.
Well, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
The island remains unoccupied this morning.
Wiggy mentioned the Jets briefly. They are so bad. I have to say, I enjoy so much watching them play like dog food.
Oh, they're bad.
Aaron Rodgers just absolutely looks like he's 105 years old. The Cardinals aren't great, and they looked like the 72 Dolphins yesterday against the Jets.
Well, what do you think happens to Aaron Rodgers? You think he's there for another year?
He's got to be done. I agree with Courtney.
You think he retires?
I think he's just such a narcissist where there's no way he goes out as bad as he's gone out.
He's going to go out saying, like, oh, I was injured this season, and my body can't do it anymore. I'm too old. That's what he's going to do.
He'll use the season as an injury and excuse, and let's see if he tries to get one more go. I guess it's really going to depend on, is he part of the coaching search in the sense of, like, okay, I would like for us to hire this guy. If he's not, then he might be like, depending on who the guy is, he might not want to deal with that person. But it's I just can't see him walk. If he walks away, the end of his career is a punchline and a joke. And he's already had a career where people look at him and go, he's an underachiever.
He is, though. Like, I don't think that's going to change if he comes back for another season.
No, but if he goes out losing, if he goes out losing the way he's losing, he's going to. Is when you're, like I said, when you're a narcissist and it's like people are going to already be criticizing you and they're going to be even criticizing you to the next level because of how you look. I don't know. I mean, that's a tough way.
I feel like we all can say this. It gets harder to stay in shape as you age. And what separated Brady from Rodgers and from almost everybody else is that he was psychotic about training in the offseason. You know, the 2-gallon water jug hardo thing. He's constantly in the gym doing that stuff. Aaron Rodgers is just not
right,
as dedicated.
I agree with you when it's a non-quarterback position. But when it's a quarterback position, it's really more about the mental part of it. And that's what made Brady so great. He was an animal when it came to winning, where I think Aaron Rodgers is not all the way invested, especially when there's a little bit of adversity. So for me, it's not his physical part. It's mentally, is he just like,
well,
I'm done
with
this.
Like you're talking about the narcissist.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Part of it, he says it to you all the time. He expects greatness from himself, but I don't know that he's willing to put the work in to get the greatness. Like I think he just expects that the greatness happens.
So when I take the field, I expect greatness?
So, all right, well, it's a Patriots Monday. Patriots get to win number 3 on the season, and there's a lot to talk about this morning when it comes to that and the rest of the NFL, and we are going to get to our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes, and then they said it at 7, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. We will be joined at 8 this morning by Boomer Esiason on This Week in the NFL, and at 9 or 9:15 here at Gillette Stadium by Gerard Mayo on a Mayo Monday. So if you want to be on this morning, you got to call 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And to get us started this morning, here is Courtney and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. A happy Veterans Day to everybody that's listening, especially those that joined us on Friday.
Oh, just in general, since it is Veterans Day, I want to thank everybody, every single person who was involved in that entire day on Friday. Every single one of you who came out to the American Heritage Museum, all the veterans that were there with us. I want to thank the staff at the 110 Grill in Maynard, where we had our Lunch with a Hero event. I thought that was amazing. Food was great.
Really good. Yeah. I had the grilled cheese with tomato soup, and it was very, very good.
It was. Wiggy had.
That looked good, though.
Wiggy had order envy when, because you got the chicken.
I got the chicken caprese.
Chicken caprese, and then when the tomato, the creamy tomato soup and the grilled cheese sandwich came.
Isn't that the worst thing ever, though? The order envy?
Yes.
So
and,
bad.
And when you don't really want to eat off somebody else's plate, but you're like, damn, I should have got that.
Yeah. It's nothing, especially when it's like your sister and you're sitting at dinner and it's just.
Well, the sister's like a little, you know.
No, I can't. We can't have a very big rivalry.
I would have given you half my sandwich.
Right. But it, by that time, it's like Curtis always says, like the toothpaste was out of the. Yeah. So you couldn't really. I had to eat the caprese, which was good. Don't get it twisted, but you guys made that.
And Matt Burrell, who's here with us every Monday, thank you for your service.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who was with us on Friday in the morning or at lunch. It was an awesome day.
A-plus. Joe Landry is a Hall of Fame moment in this radio station's history.
And a long day for him. He came to lunch. He was the last one there.
Yeah?
Yeah. If you miss Joe Landry, the 100-year-old World War II veteran on this show Friday, I would go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app or hit rewind on the stream and go back and listen. And maybe even if you're trying to find something for your kids to listen to, I would have them listen to Joe Landry talk about his experience during World War II.
Well, the Patriots get a good road win over the Bears. Final score 19-3. Drake May completed 15 of 25 passes for 84 yards, a touchdown. He had an interception on the day as well. The defense had a great game. Caleb Williams was sacked 9 times on the day. After the win, Keon White talked about what we're seeing from those guys right now.
I mean, I've been saying it all year that we are a young defense forced into a lot of starting positions, and what you guys are seeing is us figuring it out. And I feel like we are becoming a more cohesive unit week to week. And I think the trajectory is on the right path and going upward.
And I brought it up at the top of the show, but we questioned where Jelani Tavai was when he joined us for a Patriots Friday. Wiggy nailed it, saying it sounded like he was near an ultrasound machine. He welcomed a daughter at 11:18 p.m. on Friday. Monday Night Football has the Dolphins at Rams, 8:15 kickoff. You can listen to that right here on EEI. And the Celtics beat the Bucks yesterday, 113-107. Jaylen Brown was back. He played 37 minutes, where he had 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. Jason Tatum led the team with a double-double, 31 points and 12 rebounds for him. Jaylen and Giannis had a bit of an exchange on the court. Giannis pretending like he was going to shake Jaylen's hand, then doing the old, like, never mind, jokey type deal. Jaylen talked about it after the win. Here's what he had to say.
Giannis is a child. I'm just focused on helping my team get a win, and that's what we did tonight.
Did you have that on your mind later when you gave the hard foul in the fourth quarter?
Nah, just playing basketball.
That's such
a, like, that's a DB move. Like, you're going to shake somebody's hand and you hit them with it, like, ooh, you missed me.
Yeah.
Oh,
in front of everybody, it's like embarrassing.
It's kind of like Giannis does seem like he's a little kid at heart. Right. So watching it didn't seem like there was any malice or bad intent. It was just like.
But it's embarrassing to be on the other end.
But then it's embarrassing for Giannis to do that and lose the game. In honor of Veterans Day, Shaw's and Star Market is offering those who served a 10% discount on shopping orders to customers who show a valid military ID at checkout from November 8th through November 14th. Restrictions apply. See the store for details. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 56 degrees in Boston. Going to be nice this afternoon. Sunny in the mid-60s.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.